Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bible Issues. I am Denver Chidi. I'm reading from the book of Galatians chapter 3 verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? So Paul is asking the Galatians, when you first got saved, you were saved by faith, you started walking in the Spirit, living by faith. Are you now trying to be made perfect by the flesh or by keeping the law? This is an area where a lot of Christians find themselves in trouble. A lot of Christians, well, most of us know that we are not saved by works, we are saved by grace. For Ephesians 2 says, by grace you are saved, not by works, not by the doing good. You cannot be saved by doing good, you are only saved by faith. But a lot of Christians, after they are saved by faith, after they are saved by the grace of God, they then believe they must do good in order to get to heaven. For example, I heard a preacher say one time, it is one thing to be saved, it is another thing entirely to go to heaven. And he even said, look at Lucifer. Lucifer was in heaven, and he was in a perfect environment, he was in a sinless environment, yet he backslid even after he got to heaven. And this preacher said, even Christians who go to heaven, if they don't continue to live right, they could backslide and be thrown out of heaven. And I remember sitting there holding my head in my hand because I could not believe what I was hearing. Do you know there's actually a scripture in the Bible that says, blessed are those who are partakers of the first resurrection, for they cannot be hurt by the second death. That scripture clearly says once you get to heaven, there's absolutely no way. This is an area that causes a lot of bondage for Christians. They can't quite figure it out in their head. They know they're saved by grace, but is that it? Is it really that easy? There are even people who will say, do you think Christ came to make it easy for you to get to heaven? Well, of course he did. If Jesus Christ didn't leave his throne, die on that cross, to make it easier for us to get to heaven, then what was the point? And a lot of Christians struggle with this in their mind. It can't be this easy. You mean all you have to do is give your life to Christ and that's it? All you have to do is live by faith, live by grace, and that's it? And somehow they just can't wrap their head around that the fact that God would make it so easy for us. And there are many reasons for this. A lot of people who come to Christ come out of some form of religion that teaches them that you have to do good in order to get to heaven. If you do good, or maybe if your good outweighs your bad, you will get to heaven. Or maybe if your last act in life was not a sin, you will get to heaven. And they believe that even if you are in Christ, but you sin just before you die, you will go to hell. And it is a real source of bondage, because if that is true, then we are of all men most miserable. If that is true, then Christianity is a miserable existence. Because although you're saved by Christ, and although the Bible says, who the Son set free is free indeed, you're not really free indeed. Because if you're living in constant fear that that axe will drop, and you will fail to make it just at the finish line, then you are living in real bondage. But the Bible does say, who the Son set free is free indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. We are saved by grace, but even after you get saved, we still have to continue by grace. We still have to live by faith. There's no rule that says when you're saved, all your past sins are forgiven, and now you have to start over from scratch. The Bible does not teach that. When you are saved, all your sins are forgiven. Jesus said it is finished. He did not say it was finished for now. It was finished, meaning that every sin that was ever committed and every sin that will ever be committed was paid for on that cross when Jesus Christ shed his blood. Every sin that you will ever commit once you are in Christ, that is already covered, that is already forgiven and cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. That is the power of the cross. We sing the song, there is power in the blood. Is it just words we're singing? There really is power in the blood of Jesus Christ to forgive every sin, past, present, and future. And there are many Christians who can't accept that because in their mind it can't be that easy. Again, this is because their mind is conditioned by their former religion. It can't be that easy. I am living holy. And you're telling me somebody could get saved, commit sin, then repent, and God will forgive them? I am not telling you to commit sin. And if you are habitually committing sin, deliberately committing sin, you need to question whether you are genuinely saved. But once you are genuinely saved, sin will not keep you from heaven. And I know that might sound like a really blasphemous statement. Christians sin all the time. God does not judge them based on their sin. Your reward in heaven may be dependent on how much sin you commit. Right? That's a different story. But you actually getting to heaven has nothing to do with how much sin you commit, assuming that you are genuinely saved. A genuine Christian will commit sin regularly because the Bible says we are sanctified, but sanctification is an ongoing process. Sanctification is not a one-and-done deal. We are gradually sanctified, meaning that you will never really accomplish perfection until you are glorified, until you are actually with Christ in the eternal state. Many Christians, because of that ignorance, they impose their own bondage. Their own mind is in bondage, and they impose that bondage on other Christians. Because in their mind, it can't be that easy. Because they're living holy and they cannot accept that another Christian who commits sin or who doesn't pray as much as them or who doesn't go to church as much as them or who doesn't worship as much as them or who doesn't cry during worship like they do, they cannot accept that that Christian is saved the same way that they are saved. Let me flip this whole argument on you. If that is how you think, then Are you really trusting God for your salvation, or are you trusting in your own ability to be good after you get saved? And if you are trusting in your own ability to be good, the Bible says you are fallen from grace. James 2:10 says, if you're going to keep the law, you're going to have to keep the whole law. If you keep the law and you fall short in one area, you are guilty of violating the whole law. So whether you commit sin once or you commit sin a million times, it makes absolutely no difference. If we have to depend on our ability to be good, to go to heaven, even after we get saved, we are doomed. There is absolutely no way we could get into heaven. If it is up to our ability to be good, if it is up to our ability to live righteous or to keep the law. The only thing that gets us to heaven is grace. And in fact, let's continue to read in Galatians chapter 3, going down to verse 10. For as many as of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. In other words, if you think that your ability to be good, your ability to live righteous, your ability to keep the law, your ability to cry during worship is what makes you stand before God, you are woefully mistaken. Because the Bible says, if that is how you plan to judge yourself, then all it takes is one sin and that's it, lights out for you. You are going to be out just like Argentina from the World Cup. If you violate the law in one area, And based on that, you know, I look at other, I remember when I was first saved. You know, when you're now saved, you go through this period where you're holy, you're on fire for God, you think you're better than everybody else. And you look at those other Christians who were saved for a long time and they don't pray as much as you do. And you think you're better than them. I used to go through that. I was like that. I used to think I was more spiritual than everybody else. But then God decided He's going to give me a good dose of trials. I got hit by trial after trial, and all that fire went down. And I learned, just like the Steve Green song says, "Nothing lasts except the grace of God by which I stand. Nothing lasts except the grace of God by which I am saved." You go through trials, and when you go through these trials, you realize that you will fail so many times. The only thing that you could hold on to for your dear life is the grace of God through Jesus Christ. And then, now I'm saved more than 20 years. I look at other Christians who are now getting saved. They're on fire for God. They think that they are more holy than everybody else. And I look at them and I laugh. Because they look at people like me and they think, oh, they don't have any fire for God. And I just laugh. I just shake my head and I laugh at how ironic it is. But they will one day realize that they can't depend on their ability to be good. Seasons will come and seasons will go. One day you'll be up, another day you'll be down. But the only thing that lasts is the grace of God by which you are saved. Trying to keep the law keeps you in bondage. And the bondage of the law, the curse of the law, is when you think you could be saved or you could please God or impress God by your ability to keep the law. Then, unless you could keep the whole law, which you can't be saved. Even though you've prayed the sinner's prayer, we will never stand before God by our ability to be good. The only thing that lasts is the grace of God. It is important to live righteous. But live righteous because you love God. Live righteous because the Holy Spirit is at work in you, cleansing you from the inside out. Live righteous because you're following the leading of the Holy Spirit. Don't put a demand on yourself to try to keep all the law or to try to be good 100% of the time. And don't allow other people to put that bondage on you. The law was never given for you to achieve righteousness. There are two reasons, actually, the law was given. One was to keep man in check. And the second reason was to prove that you really couldn't keep the law. Don't live under that kind of bondage. That is a real bondage. That's called the curse of the law. When you try to keep the law, only to realize you cannot keep it 100%. And 99.9% is no good. The only thing that's any good to God is the grace of God. Speaking of bondage, our books Small Devil, Big God are in stores in Trinidad, in Mohammed's bookstores, in Charon's bookstores, as well as Christian Education Center in Trin City Mall. You will recognize it by the big lion on the front cover. That book will teach you how to live free from bondage. In fact, there's a chapter in that book that talks about some of the stuff I talked about in this program today. There's a chapter that talks about that kind of bondage. And how you could be free from that bondage by knowing the truth and of the fullness of what Christ did for you on Calvary. Get our books, ask for it by name if you don't see it in the shelves. Most likely the bookstores will have it in the local authors section. But if you don't see it, ask for it by name. It's called Small Devil, Big God by Denver Chady and Indira Rampal Chady. That book will be a tremendous blessing to you. The book will also be a great gift for your Christian friends. God bless you, and we'll see you all next time.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you and hope you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.